Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, let's get to some football. We got trade winds a-blowing. David, some music, please.
Let's start with that, Rico. Let's negotiate a deal.
This feels personal.
According to reports from Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, everyone is saying that the Steelers have a deal in place to acquire Brandon Ayuk. The 49ers, however, have to okay the deal, and they also have a deal contract on the table for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
What do you want?
David, being that your team really has no players that the Niners really want.
That's awfully hurtful.
Well, it's true. We will take two first-round picks.
I'm not giving you two first-round picks.
Okay. Then we get your first, second, and third-round selections in the 2025 draft.
Not giving you that. I will give you a fourth-round selection because I'm also paying Brandon Ayuk.
Kenny, we're at an impasse.
Hold on. That sounds like a you problem? Wah. So, what I'm going to say...
Translation, David. He just called you a bitch.
Well, what I told you before. You and go in the corner by yourself. No. Just no.
You really think it's going to take two first-round picks?
David,
I know that's been reported.
Okay, Amari Cooper was attached to the... Like, they're sending back people. You're sending us nothing. A six-pack of what, three meals beer or whatever you guys call it.
No. Can something
I
like
ask,
that.
Can I ask a
Steel
question?
Steel City beer?
Sure.
No.
But can I get a question? And it's two ways. Yeah. A, if this happens, Kenny, the question's to you, not these two who are arguing with each other. This would mean that the winner of the NFC North is going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because this would be Ayuk leaving San Francisco, no Pro Bowl-level wide receiver coming back. Last time I checked, draft picks can't play this year.
Yeah, this if we're just talking about draft picks, absolutely.
Right. This, no. What?
Because they still have a defense, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Here's the other thing.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I had a question for you.
No,
they
still have one of the best defenses.
David, why would you do it? You already have George Pickens. You already have some receivers. You already have some weapons. Why Ayuk that you would potentially blow up your salary cap and give up a ton for? Explain it to me from your perspective.
I wish you could explain it to me because I've also been wondering the same thing. This is not a move the Steelers make. They don't trade picks. They don't pay this type of money for receivers.
I think it's because your GM
is he's not Kevin Colbert, I'll tell you that much.
No, he's a little bit of a star lover. So, yeah. He wants.
I think you're right about that.
He wants a big name star, and that's fine. But I think San Francisco is sure you're going to pay for Ayuk. You can have him, but it comes at a price. And no, I don't think that, you know, the whole Costa, the, oh, this means that because he's gone, Brandon Ayuk wasn't the reason why they went to the Super Bowl last year. It was the defense.
Let's move on. Had to ask. Don't get it from any point of view, especially the Niners.
Well, they're just not going to pay the wide
receiver.
That's
it. And guess what? Ayuk has to play this year. He's not going to forego $20 million.
And I think they realize, okay, you can play all your games, but we'll see you come game one because you got to play out that fifth year. Go ahead.
David.
So I want to give an update here because we talked about on the show yesterday, the topic was, should the Lions play their starters? Well, I think that has now changed. They had three injuries in practice yesterday. Enos Rakestraw, Terrion Arnold, and the big one was Jahmyr Gibbs. Now, we don't hear from Dan Campbell until later in the week. He will be on the morning show tomorrow, but they're not playing the starters anymore, are they?
I wouldn't. I've stayed consistent with that. I think if you're a Super Bowl caliber team, you're allowed the right to do things differently. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I think with the injuries, and you can't now because you can't afford it, because what you're finding out is the NFL is about really who has the most depth, and you don't, especially losing your two draft picks and, you know, the Jahmyr Gibbs hamstring, because that doesn't go away anytime soon. Trust me, everybody's been following Christian McCaffrey's, because you could tweak it at any moment and then you're done for a couple of games and you're just hoping that it's not key games that you have to play. So, David, yeah, Goff, you're not going to see. Like, it's kind of like that deal that Mike gave, and he's like, okay, these four players won't play. I promise you, Sewell, Goff, Hutchinson, like, and Amon-Ra will never see the postseason this year.
Which leads me into this report today. J.J. McCarthy is out indefinitely. He has a meniscus issue and needs to have surgery. Now, they will determine how long he's out based on what they see when they go in for the surgery. Could be the season, could be half the year. This is something you don't want to see with a young quarterback who needs reps.
And it is not about the injury not being serious. No, this is a blessing in disguise. He's not ready to play. The best case scenario to me was to let JJ get comfortable, let him get some reps, let him watch from the sidelines, and maybe halfway through the year, then he could take over. He needs time. And why I say it's best is sometimes organizations get desperate and they end up ruining a kid.
Yeah.
You know who shouldn't have played when he was young? Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think JJ needs time.
So now they won't be forced to play him. Yeah, they can't play him.
Because here's what happens. You start losing, the fans, talk radio. Why don't we just see what JJ can do? And the front office hears that. They feel the pressure. You see the signs. You're hearing the chants in the stadium. Put the kid in. And you ruin the kid. So, no, this does help him out, because I do think that look at this. You can win with Darnold if you're the Vikings. Now, I'm not saying you're going to win the Super Bowl, but you have enough talent around him that it's the same thing. Just don't make mistakes. Don't throw interceptions. Throw it out of bounds. Lean on your star guys, and let's see how far we can go.
So ESPN ranked all 14 playoff teams from last year. And I'm just going to go through the last four, which are under 50% chance of making the playoffs again this year. Gives me yes or no. Los Angeles Rams.
No. Of making the playoffs again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You think they make it? All right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're at 33%.
No. Somebody's got to win that division. Yes.
Cleveland Browns, Mike, I know how you feel about them. They're at 33% to make it again.
Yes. I'm going to go no.
We agree on nothing.
And then the Pittsburgh Steelers are at 29% to make
Next.
It again.
No. Unless you get Ayuk and just pay the money.
Yeah, that's not no. That's hell no.
Yeah,
pay
I
the money,
agree.
David, two first-round selections and you make the playoffs.
All right, Teddy KGB.
That is not happening. And then let's close it out with this here, because Forbes does this every year with the most valuable franchises of each league. They have released the top 10 in the NFL. Think you're going to guess what number one is. But we can go through
Cowboys.
The list here. The Cowboys are at number one. You know what they're valued at?
Six.
$10.32 billion.
Holy mercy.
That includes that stadium, my friend.
Far ahead of the Rams at number two at $7.79 billion.
Wow.
So,
good Lord.
Huge gap there. The 10 is the Washington Commanders at 6.3. Raiders, 9, 6.7.
And the Giants, 89 cents.
Giants are number three at $7.65 billion.
What a disgrace.
So you could afford Daniel Jones and new quarterbacks. And
no, that's not how the cap works.
You could have paid Saquon.
No, you know what? It'd be nice if they could have afforded building a nice stadium instead of the dump that they erected in the swamp. MetLife sucks.
San Francisco, by the way, is at number five, $6.86 billion.
Guys, these valuations are silly season.
I agree.
It just shows the meteoric rise of the NFL in the last decade. That's really nuts when you think about it.
Lions on there?
Just the top 10. So the Lions aren't here. They released the rest.
No, and the Lions would be undervalued. They don't have a new building. It's different.
It's, you know, new, a lot of this is new-ish.
No, it's not. Rico, it's 25 years old.
Yeah, everybody on the top 10 has a new stadium. The Dolphins have renovated their stadium significantly.
No. I promise, Houston's is coming.
No. But you forget, like, yeah, it is. It's like when you hear a song, you're like, oh, that movie is like, that movie's 30 years old. Like, no, it's, oh, my God, it is.
And that is In Football Today.
Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.